and get ready. Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast.
Welcome to G Smooth City, where you're a citizen, with your host, Pastor G Smooth Tenney.
Good morning. I want to thank you for tuning in to this broadcast. For truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. You know, we have a lot to be thankful for. God woke you up this morning, started you on your way, and guess what? You clothed and in your right mind. And you ought to be thanking God for every day that you wake up. But you see, what happens is a lot of times we're not thankful to God for waking us up because we think we wake up all by ourselves. But I just want to enlighten your heart. You did not wake up by yourself. It was because of God's grace and mercy. He woke you up this morning and starting you on your way. My brothers and sisters, I just want to thank you always for tuning into this broadcast, tuning into radio station 88.1. For it is a blessing and a great opportunity to be able to come on and share with you a word from the Lord. For I believe that this is the best radio station on this side of heaven. And look, I just want to introduce you and introduce to some and present to others, because a lot of you know him. One of the greatest DJs and announcers that I've ever met. And he comes by the way of Wade Hampton. Look, y'all, I want you to know that Wade really takes his job serious, and he really does everything he can do to enhance the ministry when they come on and the broadcasting that he does. So we need to take our hats off. I'm an old believer that they say, give me my flowers while yet I live. So I want to give him his flowers while he's living, because he's doing a fantastic job. He takes out the time, and he's serious about what he does. And those of you that want to come on and be a part, you need to come on. But look, I just want to talk with you just for a few moments on the subject of giving. Giving. How many of you know that you can't beat God's giving no matter how you try? 2 Corinthians 9:6-8. I'll be bringing several verses to you. It says, remember this, whosoever sow sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whosoever sow generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give, not reluctantly or under a compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. You see, a lot of us, we live from paycheck to paycheck simply because we're stingy. Yes, I said it. We're stingy. We want to hold on to every dollar that we have. And really, to be honest, we're not doing anything with the dollars that we have. We wonder why other folk get things and other folk live nice and they ride nice. It's simply because I believe that the folk that are enjoying these festivities, they are givers. And we find that when we try to keep every dime to ourselves, that's all we have is what we have. But look, when you give, God blesses you even more. Look, 2 Corinthians 9:7 says, each one must give as he has decided in his heart. See, if you don't give it from your heart, my brothers and sisters, you might as well keep it. Because if you give it grudgingly, it ain't doing you no good. Acts 20:35 says, in all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how more blessed it is to give than it is to receive. One of our problems is we always want to be on the receiving end, but we don't believe in blessing nobody. Sometimes I find myself, I'll just go and ask somebody, can I get $10 or can I get $20 from them? And you know, they'll just lie and say, I don't have it. And you know, they have it. But then, you know, here's where a blessing comes in. Every time I ask somebody for $10 and they freely give it to me, I give them an extra $10 and tell them thank you. You know, you don't know how your blessings are going to come. That's $10 more than what you had just because you gave. We got to learn to give to people, give to God's program. And look, don't try to keep it all for yourself. Because if the truth were to be told, you can gain the whole world and lose your soul. And guess what? When you get ready to leave here and you leave by the way of the hearse, you ain't heard me. Ain't no U-Haul gonna follow you. That's right, I said it. A U-Haul, have you ever seen a U-Haul follow a hearse to the graveyard? No, you're gonna leave whatever you've obtained, whatever you worked hard for, whatever you sacrificed for some other greedy fella to enjoy. And I say greedy because when you leave this place, folk tend to want to fight over what you work for. You didn't hear me. Luke 6:38 says, give and it will be given to you. Good measures, pressed down. It's good when you give and it be given to you. It's so good they pack it down, press it down. They pack it down. And when they pack it, you know, when you pack, press something down, you can get more in it. Press down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. Good God Almighty. For with the measure you use, it will be the measure back to you. What you give, God will richly bless you black with it. And a lot of us are not blessed simply because, like I said, we are stingy folk. Malachi 3:10 says, bring the full tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. Then he went on to say, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord. Then he said, then he said, if I will not open the windows of heaven, watch out here now, for you, and then pour you out a blessing until there is no more needed. Good God Almighty. God, right there, because of your giving and because of your sacrifices, he gave you more than enough. Have you ever heard that song, More Than Enough? Lord, you are more than enough for me. You are more than enough. You are more than enough. You are more than enough for me. God wants to give you more than enough. All you got to do is become givers. Look, folk, let me give you the key to your financial blessing. The key to your financial blessing is not praying, is not shouting, is not worship, but the key to your financial blessing is giving. You can't be God's giving, no matter how you try. Why don't you just try? Look, everything is being given to you. COVID-19 is here. It's killing folk. It's putting folk on ventilators, putting them in the hospital. I have friends that have died because of COVID-19, and I just pray to God that he keeps me covered. And they're out here right now giving to you. But some of us are so foolish, we don't want to take the blessing that's coming to us. Yes, I said it. What blessing is that? The blessing by way of vaccine, that we are vaccinated. And look, my brothers and sisters, vaccination, it gives you the opportunity to come to have life and not death. But no, because of our arrogance and our ignorance, we tend to listen at foolish folk to tell us not to do it. That's your choice. But I tell you what, I like living. And I've taken my vaccination. God gave it to me. I took it. And let me just enlighten your heart. God anoints doctors. God appoints doctors. And everybody cannot be a doctor because you don't have what it takes to be a doctor. God blesses those who are doctors because they have to have a special gift from God in order to do what they do. If your kidneys are down and they're not functioning by themselves and you don't take dialysis, guess what? You'll die. Yes, I said it. If you have a heart problem and your heart is clogged up and you and it's not functioning properly, and if you don't go to the heart doctor, watch out. Sooner or later, it'll give out. Yes, I said it. We got to stop being like the foolish virgins. Five of them was wise, and the other five was foolish. I want to be like the wise ones who took all as they made their passage in the dark. But the ones who were foolish took no all, and they couldn't find their way. Good God Almighty. But I have enough intelligence enough to know that in the midst of even that, if I did not bring all, I would grab hold to the ones who got all. See, that's what they forgot about. Yes, I said it. Look, God wants to bless you. He wants you to be givers. He wants to protect you. He wants your finances to increase. The state is giving. He gives more stamps and monies to the parents in order to take care of their children. They're giving. And all we want to do is receive, but not give. Sisters, brothers, give to God's program. And God will richly bless you. Look, I want to thank you for tuning in to this broadcast by 88.1, where we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church, ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. Look, if you want to give to this ministry, this broadcast, and I'm asking folks to just sacrifice, send, make all checks payable to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church. Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church. And you can mail it to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. Or you can cash app it to $ GREGORYTENNIE. That's $ Gregory Tennant. And everything that you give will be used properly. It will be used decently and in all. Let's get out of thinking that what you're seeing, the priest is going to take it all. Look, God, when you give, God will handle those who abuse what you give. You ain't got to worry about it. God is in the house. God is in your life. God is the head of the program. And guess what? You ain't heard me. He'll deliver you if you ask him to. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Remember this as I close. Get ready. Get ready. And get ready because the best is yet to come. New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love, gifts, and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
Charles, 100.1.
Thank you for joining us on the radio. My name is Pastor Grady Blackwell, First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're a church that's seeking the lost and lifting the found. So I just want you to know that I'm glad that you are here. Tell everybody that Grady Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air.
This is Grady Blackwell of the First St. Mark Baptist Church. And you notice I say Pastor Emeritus, this will probably be my last time, because next time we'll have the new pastor of First St. Mark Baptist Church on the air. He will come up with me, or we'll get together. But he is the pastor-elect of First St. Mark Baptist Church. And when I say he is, I just want to call his name. It's Reverend Kenneth Whitaker. He is the new pastor-elect of First St. Mark Baptist Church. A lot of the members really haven't met him. They may have heard him. They may know something about him. You can hear any kind of rumors you want to, but he's a man sent from God to preach the gospel, and we just feel that he is a asset, a plus, for First St. Mark Baptist Church. Right now, let me tell you just a little bit about First St. Mark Baptist Church. First St. Mark Baptist Church have Sunday services every Sunday, not just one or two Sundays, but First St. Mark Baptist Church have services every Sunday. And I just want you to know that we do have church every Sunday. But we have more than just church every Sunday. We almost have something every day. I would tell you, if I possibly can, I would tell you, even on Monday, we have something at our church. We have Celebrate Sobriety, you know, alcoholic. We celebrate sobriety, cocaine addict. We come on Monday from 6 to 7, and we celebrate sobriety. And we want you to know that you can come by if you want to on a Monday at 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock and celebrate sobriety. I don't care if you got one day, 10 years, 20 years, but you can come and celebrate, drink a cup of coffee with me, be among friends, and still tell your story if you want to. We thank you for that. On Wednesday, we have midweek service, and we call it Bible study at First St. Mark. It starts at 7:30. It starts at 6:30, and it ends at 7:30. We invite you to come to First St. Mark Baptist Church for our midweek service. If you hadn't been there for a while, you can get a chance to meet our new pastor, Pastor Kenneth Whitaker. Like I say, he will be there. He already told me that he'll be there, so we know that he'll be there. I'm out of the way. He's taking over. He already took over, and we're just glad to let you know that. So when you hear on the first and third, that's when First St. Mark come on the air, first and third, and he'll be on the air with me, or I'll be with him on the third Saturday of this month. We want to do something else, too. On Thursday morning, we have a community prayer breakfast. And it's bacon, egg, grits, sausage, some type of juice. So we just want you to know that First St. Mark have something almost every day at our church. And we call it a community church. You can just come in and sit down, and sometimes you can watch TV if you want to in the fellowship hall. But we just want you to know that you're welcome, and we love visitors. Okay, one other thing I want to read this. We're having something that we want everybody to take heed to. I'm going to read the letter. It says, "Dear Christian friends, you are invited to our 118th year church anniversary and the installation of our pastor-elect, Reverend Kenneth Whitaker. Both of these joy events will be held on Sunday, August the 29th, 2021 at 2:30 p.m. at the First St. Mark Baptist Church. Both of these joyous events will be held at that time that I just mentioned. Reverend Chad Godfrey and the Magnolia Baptist Church will be our guests. Please come help us celebrate our anniversary and our pastor's installation. If you need First St. Mark for anything, as we say, just call us and we'll come running. We just want to make that announcement so you'll know, and we hope that you will come. If you can't come, we ask that you would just pray for our church anniversary. 118 years, a lot of people came through First St. Mark Church. A lot of people were baptized. A lot of people got married. A lot of people just, a lot of their, our loved ones were funeralized at that church. So we just want you to be aware that this is going on and come out and help us celebrate. I do have a scripture that I want to mention, and I just want to mention it for a very short time. The scripture that I want to mention is the 23rd Psalm. They call it the Psalm of David. And the scripture goes like this. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want." And it just seems like if we got the Lord as our shepherd, he supply all our needs. We hadn't got to worry about things that we need. Because it said, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want." That means that we're satisfied. We got everything we need. And I'm convinced that if we got the Lord Jesus, we don't need nothing else. So I just want you to know that we're just reading and talking about some of the things that Psalm 23 talk about in the Psalm of David. He said, "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He lead me beside still water." I don't know. I just know that we're just like sheep. Jesus is our real shepherd. Jesus is our real shepherd. But he makes me lie down beside still water. And I was told that somebody who was a sheep herder and know a little bit more about sheep than I do, actually they raise sheep, they were telling me that a sheep won't drink out of running water. And they told me that really the water has to be still before the sheep will drink. Let me read that passage again. "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still water." That's just telling me something. He gives us rest when he's talking about lie down in the pastures. "And leads me beside still water." If we want to drink some water, the water is not going to be running. It's going to be still water. I thank God for Jesus in this scripture. He's telling us that he's going to take care of us. I will tell you right now, if you're going through anything that looked too big for you to handle, I'm telling you, you turn it over to Jesus and let him work it out. I know for a fact, I can testify that he will work it out. Ain't nothing too big for the Lord. Ain't nothing too small for the Lord. He'll work it out for you. I'm looking at the next one on the 23rd Psalm. I'm looking at the next one, which is number 3. And it says, "He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake." It says, "Even though I walk through the valley, in the shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I just want you to know, really want you to know, that as you walk through the valley, it didn't say that you would stop in the valley. It said walk through the valley in the shadow of death. Too many of us get stuck in the valley because we don't lean and depend on the Lord. Can I tell you, if you lean and depend on Jesus, I'm trying to tell you that everything will be all right. You ain't got to make something happen. You ain't got to try to break through, run through the valley, but you can walk through the valley. You ain't got to stop walking or you walk through the valley. Don't run through the valley. But if you lean and depend on the Lord Jesus, you are going to get through the valley. And when you get through the valley, ain't nobody else you can give credit to. You can't say that I was educated and I finished at Grambling or LSU. You can't say that. What you need to say, I made it through the valley. My valley was cancer. My valley was this. My valley was that. My valley was bankruptcy. But I made it through the valley, not because of somebody else, but I made it through the valley because of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And some people have sung a song, I've been through this, and I've been through that, but I made it. And if they'll finish the song like I like to hear, if it had not been for the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I don't know where I would be. God bless you, but let me make an announcement again. You are invited to our 118-year church annual and the installation of our pastor-elect, Kenneth Whitaker. Both of these joyous events will be held on Sunday, August the 29th, 2021 at 2:30 p.m. at First St. Mark Baptist Church. Reverend Chad Godfrey and the Magnolia Baptist Church will be our special guests. We ask that you come out and help us celebrate our pastor installation. If you need First St. Mark for anything, please let us know. We ask that you keep First St. Mark Baptist Church in mind. We want to thank you for so many donations that you have made to our church. And you know who I'm talking about, because the people who made these donations, they know that they made a donation. We've had a fundraiser with a church band. We have raised over $7,000. And thank you so much for that. So what we're saying now as we come to a close, we're saying, God be with you. Keep on tuning in to this station. We're going to see you again on the third Saturday at the same time at 10:45 to 11 a.m.
Thank you for listening to us on KYT FM. Look, we appreciate you listening to us. We want you to tell everybody. If you want to correspond with us, it's First St. Mark Baptist Church, Alexander, Louisiana, 1624 Reed Avenue in the old Army Quarter. So if you want to contact us, 318-589-8129. Call us. Let us know how you feel of what you'd like to hear on the air from First St. Mark Baptist Church.
This is